Welcome to Every Day with Jesus from Waverley Abbey. Today is the 31st of December, and the subject is Waiting for Jesus. Luke 2, verse 25 to 38. You may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Verses 29 to 30. One of the great privileges of going to church is to meet elderly saints, the kind who have walked with Jesus for so much of their life that it seems to shine through on their faces. This is how I picture Simeon and Anna, two devout prophets who yearned to see the coming of the Messiah. Anna is described as very old, at 84, and she'd enjoyed only 7 years of marriage before becoming a widow, verse 36 to 37. She spent her years worshipping night and day, fasting and praying, verse 37. God told Simeon he would see the Messiah in his lifetime, verse 26. Imagine his excitement. Neither of them is noted for their achievements, but for the quality of the relationship they had with their Lord. What is unseen by others is valued by God. This passage is God's love letter to the older generation, including those who have been widowed or have lost family members. If you are older, or you just feel laid aside by society, or you don't achieve as much as you once did, receive this passage as God's validation of you. Your soul matters and God honours you. Simeon and Anna are also an inspiration for us all. While Herod knew little about the Messiah, these two focused their whole lives on the future coming of the Lord. We know that Christ has come, and though we don't know the day or the hour, we know that Christ will come again. We can choose to live in eager expectation of this, shaping our lives around this certain future. With Simeon and Anna, and all the company of the saints, prophets, and patriarchs, we say, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we wait for you in our presence, asking for your Holy Spirit to be our guide, night and day. And we await our future with you. Come, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Other scripture to consider: Psalm 27, verse 1 to 14, Psalm 130, verse 1 to 8, Acts 1, verse 1 to 11, Revelation 22, verse 16 to 21. Take a page from your calendar or a picture of it on your phone. Use it as a meditation exercise. How does it change your priorities to live in the light of eternity? Thanks for listening to Every Day with Jesus from Waverley Abbey.